is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it, or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases, and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner, and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Daylight Savings Time 2006. Instead of setting my clock ahead an hour, I mistakenly set it behind, which means I showed up to the movie set that day 2 hours late. When I finally got there, the director said, "Where the hell you been?" I smiled, then rammed my fist through his chest, ripped out his still-beating heart, and held it aloft so the rest of the crew could see what happens to anyone that screws with Morgan Freeman.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Wow!
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Surround 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. People in Austin, Texas are told to keep being careful in case there are any more bombs out there. But the man suspected of planting 4 bombs and trying to send another this month is dead. He blew himself up in a car with police approaching in Round Rock, Texas.
The individual involved in this incident was a 24-year-old white male.
Austin Police Chief Brian Manley not sharing the suspect's name just yet. More than 70 million Americans are getting snow today. In some places, maybe a lot of it.
Winter storm warnings are in effect from D.C. up to Boston. Generally speaking, 6 to 12 inches of snow is forecast for all of these areas, but 10 to 16 inches plus more likely over portions of Maryland, southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and southeastern New England. Wind gusts over 40 miles per hour are possible along the coast with moderate coastal flooding.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Fox News. We report. You decide.
They get up early so you don't have to. It's Greg Budell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Jay Scott.
Technically an adult with the mental age below 3 years old.
Emily Hayes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah. The Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
As the Beaver.
Live on News Talk 93.1, it's 3 men and a lady. Oh, yeah, and a dog.
Hey, B, give us something to think about today.
Crack, don't smoke itself.
We appreciate that. It is Three Men and a Lady. We have a special guest joining us. Big event coming up, including Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And the...
Adorable.
This guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
That storm that brought the tornadoes to Alabama Monday night is just clobbering the east central U.S. and the northeast as a nor'easter with up to 18 inches of snow, their fourth nor'easter since this month began. Unbelievable. And that's why the winds are kind of rushing into Alabama. It's not real windy right now, but the winds will pick up out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty later today, making today's high of 61 seem cooler, but sunshine today. Frost warning tonight as the winds die down, clear cold, overnight low temperature 36 by about dawn tomorrow morning. And let's see, dawn this time of the year, well, this morning sunrise was at 6:47, so it'll be about a minute earlier than that tomorrow morning. The high temperature tomorrow in the mid-60s with sunshine, way below normal. Tomorrow night's low around 40. Friday, sunshine, low 70s. Great day Friday. Saturday, upper 70s. I think we're dry most of the day, partly sunny. Spotty showers perhaps Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday. Right now, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. That'll pick up later. Mostly clear. Temperature 43 at Montgomery Regional Airport at 808. You know, Bryson's Fine Jewelry is not open right now, but they are getting ready. I bet there's somebody there already ready to open the store because they're going to open at 10 o'clock this morning. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, when you need jewelry repair, I've got your answer. Bryson's Fine Jewelry in East Chase. It's a unique showroom where you can actually view all the work being done by the jewelry professionals. What I mean is they got the store up front, and then they got the big bay windows, and you can see these all the jewelers. They've got five master jewelers working in the back there, and they even have a camera like over them, and so this big monitor. It's really cool. Most advanced shop in the River Region. You can get same-day on-site repairs with a one-year warranty and talk directly to the person who is doing your repair because nothing is sent outside the store. I mentioned five jewelers on site. Family's been in the business for over 100 years. Exceptional customer support. There's attention to detail, perfection, speed of service. That's all their hallmarks. Bryson's is doing things the way they used to be done. So check them out. Tell them I sent you. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, including today, and Bryson'sFineJewelry.com.
Thank you, Rich. It's 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. We've got traffic and news, and then we're back.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. Still working that accident on Perry Hill Road in front of Hardee's. Unfortunately, some people were hurt there. And finishing up accidents, Vaughn at Bell and Vaughn at the East Boulevard. 65 southbound above the North Boulevard where 143 merges in. That's still running slow. Of course, we see that every morning. The delivery trucks are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry starting at just $345 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Spare yourself the backache yard work. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest. And they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hello!
Police are investigating a shooting that happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard near the Travel Inn Motel. The victim was transported to Baptist Medical Center, where he was later pronounced dead. Police were on the scene for hours trying to figure out just how the shooting occurred and who was responsible. A second shooting, 1700 block of South Holt. A man there found with a gunshot wound. His injuries were minor. Circumstances surrounding that shooting also under investigation. No arrests at this time. Harry Ann Smith Smith says she won't seek re-election. She's served the state for nearly two decades as a state senator. You might remember Smith. She caused a rift in the Alabama Republican Party in 2008 when she endorsed Bobby Bright, who was at that time running as a Democrat for Congress. She also was indicted on federal charges accused of vote buying on a bill to legalize electronic bingo. She was acquitted of those charges. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Destination or Champion tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Big A Tires, Montgomery's tire specialist, 3114 Atlanta Highway. Big A Tires. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or firestonetire.com. Two claims per household cannot be combined with any other offer. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In light of recent and unfortunate events, United Airlines is proud to announce the following policy changes. Effective immediately, all pets traveling with United Airlines will now be allowed to ride inside the plane. Additionally, from now on, it will be unlawful for United Airlines personnel to force small pets and animals to pull the beverage cart. And finally, starting 2 weeks from Thursday, the use of whips and cattle prods will be reserved exclusively for passengers. Thanks for listening, and remember to fly the friendly skies, but only if you have an extremely high tolerance for irony.
By the way, they have announced a new policy. They're not going to be shipping large dogs.
Oh, yeah?
United, that was announced yesterday, I believe.
All right, Tubby, down there. You're not flying United anymore. The friendly skies.
I put my... Hang on. I stretched out and put my feet up.
Yeah.
And she's crawled underneath, like, where my feet would normally go.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to hold my microphone in my lap and do the next however many minutes I'm here.
Not snoring.
She's not, but, it's like with my cats. If my cat falls asleep on me, I can't move.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do that to Loretta because it's very rare she wants to spend any time with me. And I can't do it to Irene because, well, I can't. So I can't just put my feet down and roll back into my spot and... Ruin Bailey's mid-morning post 8 o'clock chicken nap.
And you haven't seen the cat video I put up?
I saw it this morning. Did you see the photo of Loretta that I posted?
I saw that, yeah.
No.
Well, if you'd ever cruise over to my Facebook page from time to time.
He's not.
You know, look at your other friends' pages. Why don't you go do that right now and see how cute Loretta looks?
He's not. He doesn't like me. He's not all over Facebook.
You can do it. It's E-M-I-L-Y.
What's your last name?
H-A-Y-E-S.
I did tag you in it.
I know, but you never go see what I have going on.
Do you tag Greg into your posts?
Not anymore, because he doesn't pay attention.
Living my best life, Loretta is a little over having her photo taken.
Look at her face. God, she's so cute.
Yeah, I've never seen a cat with that facial expression before.
Just look at how beautiful she is.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Oh, look at the way you're filing the nails from Kathy Kit Kat, trusty. That's cute.
Yes.
No, look, I saw Loretta. My first thought was...
You're gorgeous!
Loretta, I try to snap pictures of her whenever I can because she's very elusive. Irene's just... She's always in the mix. She won't stay away, but... Loretta, and she's been going through a lot lately with the allergic reaction and being on steroids. God bless her heart.
Would you guys like to know what the worst thing you can wear on a date is since you guys are single?
Nudity doesn't apply, does it? Birthday suit?
Well, wrinkles.
I'm thinking
and
of that.
You can have those on your birthday suit at some point.
I'm thinking of that scene from Naked Gun where they're wearing a full body.
Oh, my lands. Rich.
Protection.
Where do you go after that?
Wrinkled clothes. Two-thirds of people say somebody showing up in wrinkled clothes on a first date
That means they don't care.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's why I don't buy anything that requires ironing. Uh-huh. Do I have to iron my sweatpants? Is that what I'm hearing?
Someday soon.
Socks with sandals. Only
man.
Wretched.
Socks with sandals. How about white socks with sandals?
Only Canadians do that.
Eh?
If you were drive down the beach, Hollandale, which is a big Canadian tourist area during, you know, the wintertime in South Florida, you'll see overweight men wearing Speedo bathing suits crossing A1A. Hmm. With their marble bag and mm-hmm. socks and sandals.
It's, yeah, socks amazing. And sandals. Oh my God.
Crocs.
Oh,
those
Lord.
Used to, weren't those the big deal at one time? Now half people say, nope, wear Crocs, I'm out.
Is that right?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Baggy clothes.
Okay, never mind.
Well, here's the thing about what?
See, the thing about Crocs is like, if you got a pair of Crocs that you just wear them around the house, or maybe, you know, they're the shoes that you keep by the back door when you just need to walk down to the mailbox or take the trash to the road or something like that.
We're talking on a date, though.
But on a dang old date?
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
Baggy clothes, granny panties, or other attractive underwear. I mean, on a first date. What are board shorts?
Oh, God.
What are those?
They're like
shorts
like
that are not interested
surfer.
Anymore?
Like the board shirt, they're. I can't even. Rich just won that.
Clothes that are too young for your age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Pants that are too short or too long. We used to have this guy, and he was young. He was our age, as part of the crew down in Florida. Yeah. I'm Kenny. And he used to.
Oh wow.
I mean, he would wear his pants just below his nipples.
Like Fred Mertz.
Except he was like half of Fred Mertz's age.
Bless it.
It's like an age thing, but remember grandpas used to go higher and higher right on the pants?
There was a Family Guy, like, little off, like, side note skit thing they do, like, when they lose focus, and it was high-waisted, fast-talking pants. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Why am I the only one that knows any of this stuff? I just... Sometimes I don't feel like I belong.
Yeah.
But when nobody says anything about it. What were you saying?
I mean, y'all never listen when I talk. You don't even know how to find my Facebook page. I mean, Lord.
Just type in Amy.
Yeah, you don't even know my dang old name.
Why?
Rich. Fast.
Super tight shirts. That was the last to turn
up. Super tight shirts, yes.
Those of you who are, if you've got a date with somebody new lined up, you may want to remember those things. We may have just saved your date for you.
Okay, yeah, let me go after I say that I'm not important to y'all.
What's her name has to leave?
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
To watch me squirm around in my chair anymore.
Scratching myself.
Bless
it. Who's your buddy? Guess who got you a bottle of glutathione yesterday?
You did?
That's right.
Watch out, world.
I'll pick that up for you today.
Thank you.
I do that.
I got something for you tomorrow, too.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. It's a lot. But you and I have both been doing glutathione as a...
Sure.
It is the master antioxidant, and it's available at infusion. But I recommend that you add that to one of the other wellness situations that we had Ryan on yesterday for a little bit in the afternoon. I went over and had my first cryotherapy session in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to go until Dr. Love said I was healed.
Yeah.
I'm healed.
Yeah.
And it was just great, so refreshing. Came in, you know, like on fire yesterday afternoon.
Did you do level 3, of course?
I went from 2 to 3.
Okay.
But I did the whole 3 minutes. And what cryotherapy is, 3 minutes in that chamber, chilled to minus 270, sends your circulatory system into save mode. Basically, you know, you'll get hypothermia if you stay in that temperature. Your body responds to that by keeping you warm, and in that process, sends your circulatory system into its maximum performance level, delivering everything that you need to heal, to feel better. It's already in your blood. And cryotherapy sends it where it needs to go. Now, if you would like to address other issues, weight loss, if you're feeling sluggish, perhaps your skin color isn't good, there is a menu of items available for IV vitamin therapy. And the process is this. When you ingest a vitamin, you'll get some of it in your system, but not all of it. With IV vitamin therapy, you get 100%. And you feel the benefit immediately. That's the amazing part. So this, again, is another form of wellness that Infusion has delivered to the River region. These things used to be available only to people who had tons of money, or you might see them in professional sports locker rooms and so forth for athletes. But now Infusion brings them to you at Infusion Wellness, right across the emergency room entrance to Baptist East. They also feature the laser surgery for those of you looking for pain treatment, where once again they use the technology to direct the flow of blood to where it needs to go. These things work. Call them at 296-1662 to consult with Ryan and get the scoop on why these therapies are so incredibly effective. Or you can also visit them online at infusioncryolaser.com. That's 296-1662.
Traffic is brought to you by Infusion. Call Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center today at 296-1662 for innovative pain relief. Get back to life with the help of Infusion Cryotherapy and Laser Center.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. We have an accident 65 southbound right at the beginning of the River Bridge. Now, on the positive side, it's off to the right-hand side of the road, so all lanes are open. Not going to slow you down that much. Just a few people got to look at the pretty blue lights. Other than that, 85 north and south doing okay. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Professional, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, a McClinton Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you done with your day-to-day drudgery? Tired of the 9-to-5 salt mine?
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Do I have a day off?
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
I really got to get some sleep.
I hear the secrets that you keep.
I sleep practically naked.
We got to get to work.
I just want to sleep for 3 days.
My job... Don't get me started on because it really annoys me.
I think I might need to lie down.
Back to work, everyone.
We come in day after day.
I am very angry and sleepy.
I spit in your mouth while you sleep.
I couldn't sleep last night.
I only got 11 or 12 hours sleep last night.
I think, folks, I just dozed off with my eyes open there.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain-to-body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan with an NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,935 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We're now in the Pepper Tree Shops. We got a buy-a-thons going on. That's right. Anything of value, diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver coins, anything you no longer want, bring it in. Let us buy it for you. We're giving you, bring $100 for coins, we're going to give you $700. Come on in and see us on the Pepper Tree Shops. Also, repairs. We're wide open on repairs. So come in for the buy-a-thon. Okay, you could trade it or walk away with money. Whatever you like to do, the buy-a-thon is on at Marguerite's Jewelry Store. Bring in your diamonds.
I'm with Miss Dot. The Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is upon us. Tell us what you have going on at Eastbrook.
Things are exciting here at Eastbrook. We are cleaning up some booths and getting our spring cleaning done. And we have several new vendors. And the old vendors are just sweeping and mopping and cleaning up and bringing in spring. spring merchandise, and we're beginning to get all that in, and it's just a fun place.
If someone's looking for outdoor furniture, do you have that here at Eastbrook?
Oh, we absolutely do. We've got the outdoor benches, and we've got the wrought iron furniture, and arches, and just any garden arches, anything you want, we try to have for you.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Facebook's watching you. Expose your messages in their negligence. Is it their policy to kill your privacy? Facebook's watching you. Cyber security is a fallacy. In the app, I'm done with this crap. Facebook's watching you.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Forgive my disposition. It's supposed to be a glamorous job, right? Morning radio host. And I just spent several minutes on KP downstairs. Who was the idiot that loosened the top of my apple jar bottle, apple juice jar bottle?
Because
I was just swabbing the deck down there. Boy, did I go through a lot of paper towels to get all that.
That's not sticky, is it?
No. I'll have to go down and wipe that residue off. So that was very traumatizing for me. I was triggered.
We have a couple of guests here in the studio today.
And it's an event I can't go to.
Yeah, you got something else going on in Florida that day. We're talking about Saturday, April 7th, and Whitney Birch is here, and Bob Kane is here, and we're going to be celebrating the 100th, the centennial of Maxwell Air Force Base.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And you have, I know, a couple of events, but the event we're talking about is going to be at Riverwalk Stadium, and it's called the Montgomery, it's Bash, right? What is it?
It's interchangeable. We're calling it the Bash or the Block Party. It's okay. Just a big downtown shenanigans.
Okay, so.
I like shenanigans.
100 years in town, and we are so thrilled about, off the mic I was telling you about how much I'm thrilled about Maxwell Air Force Base and the show, the air show I saw, and now the F-35s, and it's the Air War College, and now you're going to be celebrating this bash. Tell us about the bash, one of you who have done it.
Well, on April 4th, 2018, this year, Maxwell Air Force Base turns 100 years. It first started as a aircraft and engine repair depot for air service aircraft in the southeast United States. It was located on what had been an abandoned cotton plantation, mm-hmm. which 8 years before was the site of the first civilian flying training flying school in the United States, set up by the Wright brothers.
Oh, the Wright brothers. Yeah. That's amazing.
And that's why we have the Wright flyer there by the I love that. Mm-hmm. That is, because that's an authentic replication of that.
Yeah, yes, I was asked by the city to help write some of the words that are on the plaques.
That's Bob Kane where you're listening to. And, yeah. and you're kind of like the historian, right?
Yeah, I'm just, we have two of them. I'm the senior historian at, for Air University, Maxwell Air Force Base. And in fact, when I first saw that, I said, my first reaction when I saw this is, well, I hope the engineers who constructed that replica made those stanchions, those pilings strong enough, because I could just imagine a hurricane coming through and that flyer taking off in flight.
Yeah.
Well, Whitney, it's going to be like from 2 to 5, 2 to 6 p.m., right?
Out at 2 to 5.
2 to 5.
That's what
okay.
kind of scheduled for.
And I looked at the rundown because you've asked me, and I'm very honored to be the MC for this event. I mean, the mayor is going to be there, and see Elton Dean and the Maxwell Commander will be there, and you've got an Air Force band coming in, right?
We do. The Air National Guard Band of the South is coming down
cool.
from McGee Tyson. We're super excited for them to come.
Cool. Arts and crafts. You got food vendors,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Music, and it sounds like a great day in the park.
Yes, we're going to have a classic car show. Like mm-hmm. you said, we've got the stage entertainment, tons and tons of kids' activities.
Beautiful, beautiful. At lovely Riverfront Park, folks. This, again, is Saturday, April the 7th. So has it been in a planning stage for a long, long time? I mean, you know, 100 years. It's got to be this is a big deal, right?
We've been planning it for a while.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it's part of a big week. It's not just that event. That's the public event, right? You have other events.
We do. So actually, that Friday night, April 6th, the mm-hmm. Biscuits home opener, they're going to be theming that game after the Maxwell Centennial. So base leadership is going to be throwing a couple of the first pitches. And the local schools here have been entering in an art and essay contest. So mm-hmm. those winners will actually be recognized during one of the innings at the game.
Very cool. And the public should know that the cost to get in is zero, right?
For the block party, yep. It's going to be free for the public.
It's free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're celebrating something that we're all proud of. Maxwell Air Force Base is here in Montgomery, Alabama, the Air War College, the new home of the F-35s, right?
So the F-35 is for Danley Field, the 187.
Okay, so it's going to be, okay.
But, you know, it's a
Montgomery.
Great aircraft for
it's
the
Montgomery.
River region,
okay.
definitely.
When
very
will
exciting.
That actually be in town? Is it 20?
The Air Force and the 187th out at Danley Field and the airport authorities are in process of planning what we call the bed down. There's mm-hmm. lots of things that have to be done at the with the airfield and the yep. runways to accommodate the F-35. So it's going to be a couple of years before the first airplane actually shows up.
Right.
I mean, I'm used to seeing the C-130s fly around, and occasionally you'll see a military jet or two, but that's mm-hmm. going to be the plane.
That'd be awesome.
One of the things I learned about the history of Maxwell, I learned in a very unusual way. There's a gentleman locally who does a thing called Haunted Hearse Tours. And it's fun because he converted an old hearse into a limo, and he takes you around to places of local legend. And while we were out, I think it was up, we were up by Hank's grave,
uh-huh.
where supposedly you can see a spirit at night. That's Shannon Fontaine's company, by the way. And he said, we didn't see the actual area, but he pointed to a plot of ground where foreign aviators who were learning to fly and had accidents or died in accidents here are buried, and said that technically that is foreign soil.
Yes, sir. During World War II, British, Free French, and other nationalities trained here at Maxwell and Gunner Fields to go back to their countries and fight fight. And 78 Royal Air Force cadets were killed in flying accidents in the southeast. 20 Free French were killed, and decision was made to collectively bury them in the same nearby plot of land. They have the 78 plots for these Royal Air Force cadets, and next to them is the grave sites for the 20 French, and to the right side of the French is the Hank Williams Memorial.
Isn't that interesting?
There at Oakwood Cemetery.
That. I want to see that, pay my respects to that, too.
Hey, and Bob, you know, I find it's interesting. People who have served at Maxwell, very often when they retire, they come back and live in Montgomery, Alabama. They fell in love with Montgomery, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, we like to call this area the best hometown in the Air Force. In fact, in late 2015, our major command had recognized the great relationship of Maxwell and Montgomery and other river region communities by awarding Montgomery, Alabama what's called the Altus Trophy. It's a really prestigious trophy. Recognizing that great relationship. In fact, I was my wife and I. We moved. We got here in 1996, and as a Air Force assigned to the base. And when I came up to retire, we decided to retire here. It was as good a place as any.
It's very common.
Had great friends, and we just love it.
All right, Whitney. So let's review here. It's April 7th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What the times again are?
2 to 5.
2 to 5, and at Riverfront Park in Montgomery, with a whole bunch of things going on, including for the kids, right?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Music, and a lot of dignitaries are going to be there. It's going to be fun, and you'll have to deal with me on stage, I'm afraid. So
we're excited to have you.
We're excited about it. It is the Montgomery. It's Maxwell Centennial Bash, and it's coming up April 7th, and we hope everybody joins us out at Riverfront Park.
I would ask my daughter to change her wedding day, but we've already paid the caterer.
You can't refund those, I know. If you tried, it's difficult.
But otherwise, I would be there with you, man. Yeah. I would love to
do that. Well, I'm thrilled to be part of it, and as I said, I've always said, I'm thrilled that Maxwell is here in this town.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a great thing.
In fact, I was here. I'd just come here in the spring of 2005, only been on the air a couple of months, and I got an email, and I noticed that the email address was at maxwellafb.com. So, wow, I got an email from somebody in the Air Force here, and I opened it up, and it's from a guy named Don who says, "When I was growing up in Miami years ago, my mom and I used to listen to a disc jockey named Greg Budell. Are you his son?"
Oh, no.
So, no. That's me.
That would be me.
Ended up becoming one of my dearest friends, Captain Jack. I just hated the fact that he got transferred out of here to Wyoming, where he taught at the university out there. Ended up at Lackland, and then there was that a bit of a retirement thing in the early years of our last presidency, and he was hoping to make it to major, full major, didn't quite make it, but great guy, and had a lot of fun times out at the Air Force Base.
Well, we hope that
Air Patrol,
that we have excellent attendance. We also hope that I'll start working on the weather. You know, I can't guarantee
it.
It's springtime. I'll do everything I can for you. And thank you again for the invite. And looking forward to celebrating 100 years of Maxwell in Montgomery, Alabama. How cool is that? Yeah. Thank you very much. Come back and see us anytime, all right?
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I was going to mention that for those out there, if you want more information about the Centennial, look for Maxwell Air Force Base homepage on any search engine. Yeah. Up on the right side, upper right side, there's a tab that says Centennial.
Yep.
We have posted historic photos, some videos, some stories, and some about the history of Maxwell, and more details about the events for the Centennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got several of them lined up, so all that information is
Thank
there.
You for coming by today, and come by anytime, all right?
Thank you very much. All right, our final look at the roads this morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. We have an accident 65 southbound on the River Bridge. Be careful as you go through there. A little bit of extra time. Also checked 85 north and south. That's busy, but doing okay. The delivery trucks are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry starting at $345 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, whenever I do something on the radio that makes me realize how old I am, I get depressed. But one of the things that helps me get undepressed or not get too carried away is a medication that my doctor says will help me stay chemically balanced, Rich.
Yes.
It's working well, isn't it?
Yes, it's working very well.
Of course, I just thought I'd bring that up as a way to talk about Adams Drugs. In fact, I'm going there right after the show this morning to see my, well, I'm going there to see my friends, and I call them that because I feel like that there. You will, too. Those of you who, by the way, were customers at Richardson's in Old Cougardale when that closed, if you're looking for the parallel experience of that local approach, the wonderful customer service, in fact, the pharmacist at Richardson's now works for Adams Drugs right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. Go to a place that where you'll feel appreciated. Go to a place where you're not embarrassed or bashful about asking questions, where you're just not another face in the crowd like you can feel at a box store pharmacy where, hey, I need this immediately if you can. And they tell you, well, walk around the store for 30 minutes and we'll see what we can do. You're not going to get that kind of reaction at Adams Drugs. And there are 12 locations to serve you around the river region. Truly outstanding customer service. Also, beautiful gift shops like the Emily B and the one up the street from us. Or I will probably browse through the Perry Winkle. There may be a wedding gift idea in there. Gifts for all occasions and very seasonal. Nice seasonal items as well. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The winds, which we'll be picking up today, are circulating around that big, huge nor'easter that is affecting much of the east. Some places could get 18 inches of snow here on the first full day of spring. And by the way, that is the storm that brought us tornadoes here in Alabama. Some really serious tornadoes on Monday night. Sunshine breezy, very cool today with a high temperature up to about 61, but northwest winds at 10 to 20 will make it seem cooler. A frost advisory in effect tonight. The winds died down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 36 by about dawn tomorrow. That's about quarter till 7, so scattered frost around the area. Sunshine tomorrow, mid-60s. That's way below normal for this late in the season. Tomorrow night's low around 40. Friday, sunshine back to the low 70s. Perfect Friday. And then upper 70s Saturday. I think most of the day is dry. Maybe a couple of spotty showers around Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80. Better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday. I'm looking at the winds right now. It's only at 7 knots at Danley Field, so that'd be, what, 9 miles per hour. And then I see Alexander City at 16 knots. That'd be about 19 miles per hour. So it's a little gusty out there this morning with the temperature now 44 at 8:44.
All right, since I can't leave for Adams Drugs until 9 o'clock, something else that always makes me feel better is Amazon Alexa Silver. You got to play that. So we got that coming up. It's 8:44.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me, and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate, and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Prattville Carpet is so glad it's springtime that they're having their Mohawk Spring Sale all month long. Come by and check out the huge discounts they have right now on tile wood, vinyl plank, and carpet. Plus, receive interest-free financing for 12 months with approved credit. Be sure to like them on Facebook for a chance to win $400 of in-store credit. Plus, check out all the details on the Mohawk Spring Sale. These offers are only good for this month, so stop by today. Prattville Carpet in Prattville on Copsward Road.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
What? Uh-huh. All right, it's time for our morning maroons.
Uh-huh.
Our nominees that we think we do every day. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Let's see, where should we go first? How about our favorite state, the one just to the south?
Florida.
Florida. Yeah, this took place in Orlando. A guy in Orlando was running from the police on Sunday after trying to steal a car, and he happened to go past an unlocked bicycle. Now, the cops were chasing him on foot. So here's your escape, man. Get the bike, jump on it, and speed off.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't thinking very well. Instead, he picked the bike up and threw it at the police officers, who easily caught him.
See?
Took him to jail.
He didn't think that out.
He may not have known how to ride a bike.
You know, that is a possibility. I should have allowed for that.
You might. No, I think in the heat of the moment, he probably was just, probably just threw it. But who doesn't know? Well, I don't know. There's people who don't know how to ride a bike, I guess.
We're going to stay in Florida for our next nominee. Her name is Dolores Graham. Dolores broke into a car at a car dealership lot this past Saturday. Now, I actually did. I'm not going to make it into a big lame-ass story. But I did work for a Ford dealership in between radio jobs in the mid-70s, which was a terrible time to be selling cars. And we did sell what they called at the time tricked-out vans. These are regular vans where the interiors are made into, like, hippie living rooms, carpeting on the floor.
I remember that era.
Captain's chairs and stuff. And, we used to sneak into those things and grab a nap. So I can kind of understand Dolores wanting to go into a car and grab a nap. But she also decided that, before I take my nap, I should have a cigarette. And she finished it and tossed it under the front seat. When she was finished, the car caught on fire. Even though she broke into the car, somehow she locked herself inside and couldn't get out. So she started smashing the front windshield to escape. Fortunately, a police officer came up to help her exit the vehicle pretty much unharmed, but then added two and two and realized that the car was on fire because she had broken into it.
Why do I think alcohol was somewhat involved?
Well, she was arrested for burglary and felony criminal mischief, but nothing with booze. There very easily could have been a little bit of alcohol history there. Our final, Morning Maroon, and I have audio for this guy, assuming that this thing works, which is always in doubt. This happened on St. Patrick's Day, where a guy is in an argument with his girlfriend, says, "The best way for me to make my point is to headbutt this store window." Listen to this.
I just want you to listen to me.
Make a point?
That's one way to make sure that she does.
Make a point, huh?
I never used that technique when I was arguing with a woman, but I stopped doing that a long time ago. I don't do arguments anymore. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
Jay, are you thinking throw the bike at the cops, the cigarette in the car when it's locked, or the headbutt on the window? What do you think?
I think it'll be, look, the guy wasn't going to get away from the police on the bicycle, regardless. But
that was his best chance, though.
It was a chance, but it wasn't happening. They wouldn't just be like, "Well, he's lost, boys. He's got on the bike."
Yeah.
Let's just go back to our regular stuff. No.
Falling asleep in the car and the cigarette.
That headbutt sounded painful.
Locking yourself in after you set it on fire.
She had to be on something. It's a toss-up. What do you think, boss? What do you think? What do you think, Captain?
Well,
I'm going for the headbutt. He's going for the Florida woman. Break the tie.
Yeah. What do you think?
Will you still be my friend if I go for the headbutt?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Because that's
fine.
Stupid.
Stupid. I want to make a point. So I'm going to hurt myself really, really hard here.
Before we give him the West Pay one more time.
I just want you to listen to me. You're not listening to me.
You could even hear the crowd like, "Wow, that must have hurt."
Joey, we moved the light just only because it's just in the way in the morning. So that's why. I just want to let you know. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we spoiled your little millennial dream.
Your little millennial mood light.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Millennial dream house.
A little some incense going, maybe. A little mood music.
Next thing you know, we're going to have a turntable in here and maybe playing his records.
I'll put up with anything except wrestling posters.
Oh, wrestling posters. I'm good with wrestling posters.
There's plenty of other walls in this building. For those of you, you know, I've shared this story. One of the great highs that didn't involve drugs was driving my first Corvette. That was my dream car. It's an amazing experience to have. Now, perhaps you've always dreamed about driving a Porsche. Well, maybe that's out of your price range. That's why I will be shocked when this car has lasted even 24 hours. They just added it to the under 10,000 category at Jack Ingram's signature used cars, a 2004 Porsche Cayenne, $9,700. It only has 114,000 original miles on it. Know that the Ingram team of mechanics has vetted this car very thoroughly because they will not resell somebody else's troubles. That is not in their DNA at Jack Ingram to do that. Plus, it's in excellent condition. Everything in that category, right down to the little Ford XLT SUV. If you've got a new driver in the family, what a perfect starter vehicle for them. All of these cars have three things in common. Good vehicle histories, bodies that are in excellent, beautiful condition. Nobody's going to be embarrassed to be seen in one of these. Two, the interiors were well-maintained, clean and pristine, and most importantly, reliable miles from the engine under the hood. That's why, if you've always wanted to drive a Porsche, I have a Porsche. You got to take a look at this. Go over and see Tip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Again, that Porsche is under $10,000 right now. And I would get it before somebody else does. The sooner, the better. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or visit online at Jack Ingram, signatureusedcars.com.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. This week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter.